Hey everyone, just a reminder that Dr. Troy Hinkle will be going live today from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time on our Daily Rosary Meditations app to address all questions concerning moral principles, especially conscience. So join him there. Welcome to our Daily Rosary Meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. After Jesus had performed one of his miracles of multiplying the loaves, he gave his apostles a strange warning. It came out of the blue, and they didn't get it. And he suddenly said, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees." You know, Teresa, once there was a teacher, not a very good teacher, and he got up to explain this passage and he said, Jesus was saying, beware the leaven of the Pharisees. But you ain't got to worry too much because there's only 11 of them and there's 12 of you. Not very good, was it? Well, the apostles didn't get the teaching of Jesus either. They had no sense of metaphor. They thought, leaven? Why is he talking about leaven? Is he upset because we don't have any bread? Is he hungry? Does he want bread? Is that why he's talking about yeast? And Jesus, at this moment, shows more frustration with his apostles than at almost any other time. And he says, "O you of little faith, why are you thinking about bread?" And then he reminds them of the two miracles where he made way more bread than anyone could eat. And then he said, "Do you not remember the 5 loaves for the 5,000 or the 7 loaves for the 4,000? How can you not see that I am not talking about bread?" Jesus can make as much bread as he needs, whatever he wants. He's not worried about bread. So what does Jesus mean when he says, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees"? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Finally, we read that the apostles realized that Jesus was talking about the teaching of the Pharisees. Remember, the human person is a composite of body and soul, and our bodies need food. We need food so badly that we'll eat anything if we get hungry enough. That's the power of the body's hunger. It forces you to eat something. But the soul has a similar hunger. It's a hunger that forces you to seek truth. We need some ideas. We need some way to make sense of the world. And if we can't get good teaching, good ideas, we'll scarf down bad ideas in desperation. They say that when men claim to believe in nothing, they're actually ready to believe in anything. And when men reject the mysteries of the Catholic faith, they accept the blatant absurdities and lies of propaganda. See, we can't live without ideas. We can't live without food for the mind. We can't live without truth. So where are you going to get that teaching? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Jesus says to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. In other words, don't consume their teaching. Don't swallow their bad ideas. It's not good bread, and digesting that stuff will make you sick. Okay, but where will you get food for your mind? So, where are you getting your ideas, your visual images? Where are you getting the examples that give you a sense of what's normal? And there's a lot of bad ideas, bad images, and bad examples out there. So where is the good leaven? Where's the good teaching? Well, it's found in the Word of God, which is made up of Scripture, tradition, the writings of the saints, and the magisterium, the teaching of the Catholic Church. So Is that your main diet of ideas? And where are the good images? The good images, well, they're the icons, the statues of the saints and the Holy Family, the crucifix on the wall, the stations of the cross, and the pictures of the mysteries of the rosary. So is that your main diet of images? And where are the good examples? The good examples are the lives of the saints. They're the only ones who can show you what normal means. So live with them, learn from them, and try to catch, by osmosis, the instinct for what it means to be happy, healthy, and holy. That's the good bread. That's the bread suffused with good leaven. And that's what we should be eating regularly. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now you might say, I have to stay well informed by the news to be a good citizen. And when I'm exhausted, I just need to relax with a show. And the stuff I watch, well, it isn't really that edifying. And the blogs I read or the podcasts I listen to, these people aren't motivated by Christian charity or Christian peace all that much. But after all, it's not like I'm consuming this stuff all day. It's maybe just, you know, an hour or two or three or four. But notice that Jesus didn't say, beware of the bread of the Pharisees, or beware of the whole loaf of the Pharisees. He said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. And you know, if you've ever made bread, that you just use a little yeast for a lot of dough. As Saint Jerome says, leaven has this power that, if mixed with flour, that which seemed small would grow into something larger and transform the whole loaf. It's the same with false teaching. It doesn't take much. Just a pinch here and there every day of lies, immorality, pornography, gossip, and it will transform the whole person as leaven transforms the dough. So don't mess around with bad ideas, bad images, or bad examples. Just letting a little yeast into the dough affects the whole loaf, and just indulging a little in these sources of false teaching can spoil your whole character. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Jesus tells his apostles that his food is to do the will of his Father in heaven. And he reminds us that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So let's take stock of what we're consuming with our mind, what we're reading, watching, and listening to, and cut out the junk, and then feed your soul with the truth, beauty, and goodness it needs. How well do you know the life, teaching, and example of Jesus? When was the last time you read his life in Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John? Pick one and read a chapter a day and think about it. Or just read the gospel of the day from the Mass. Or read a life of a saint, Maximilian Kolbe, or Catherine of Siena, or Father Capon, the military chaplain who gave his life in Korea, or St. Thomas More, or I just finished a fantastic book on Edith Stein. Or just read the transcripts from this rosary series we just finished on Catholic moral principles. Or watch our catechism series on YouTube at Daily Rosary Meditations, where you can make fun of me for all of my different colored shirts. It'll be truth, but that one will be lacking some beauty. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I'm sorry for that really corny joke in there. I hope it didn't throw off your meditation too much.
It added some levity to the leaven.
Oh, very good pun. You've always been so...
I don't know if that one counts as a pun. That's more of alliteration.
That's an alliteration. You've always been so clever like that. I don't have the mind for that, but that's a very good one. So what were you reflecting on?
I was kind of caught on this idea of, I don't know if you've ever been so hungry that it's difficult to feed yourself.
Oh, yes.
As in, you can't think well enough to feed yourself. You're too tired to cook something. You've gone beyond the point of hunger.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's where a lot of people are sitting at right now when it comes to truth and hunger for truth.
That's such a good point.
And I think that's something I deal with a lot when it comes to overconsumption of media, is I'm so hungry for truth that at some point I don't even know how to feed myself and I'm just stuck in a loop and I don't enjoy it and I hate the feeling, but it's so difficult to get out of, in the same way that crippling hunger is hard to get out of.
Which leads us back to a conversation we've been having off the podcast about cooking stews.
Yeah, I've been really frustrated with trying to figure out how to cook for one throughout the week, because it takes a lot of time, and then you're only eating for 10 minutes, but it can take like 2 hours to cook for yourself.
Yeah.
And it sort of takes up your whole evening, and then things go bad really, really fast. And then I'm just exhausted with the thought of cooking.
Yeah. Yeah. But if you make a nice pot of stew,
mm-hmm, which takes effort, and like the last stew I made, I said took 5 hours.
Yeah, but you can eat that all week.
Mm-hmm. And every meal is incredible.
Yeah, exactly.
It makes it easy. But we have to have the foresight to set aside time to actually feed our souls correctly.
You're right. To set aside the time, but also to have the food available.
Mm-hmm.
The food for our soul.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I want to give these practical suggestions. Unfortunately, we're not able to go to the Holy Land right now, but one of the things I loved about going there was to immerse people in the story of Jesus. Because people hear bits and pieces at Mass, but they don't get the story because they don't read the gospel. It's so powerful when you just read it as a narrative. And so I really mean it when I say I encourage people pick a gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, and just start reading through it. Or I've always had the habit of having a biography of a life of a saint at hand. They're so powerful.
Would you have a couple recommendations of where you would start with that?
I think Maximin Kolbe, Forget Not Love, is excellent. Catherine of Siena by Sigrid Undset is one of the best biographies I've ever read. Or Thomas More, A Portrait of Courage. So beautiful. The book I just read on Edith Stein, what an amazing woman. What an important woman thinker for this modern age.
Especially for this topic in specific, just that desire for truth.
And she had a particular insight on the vocation of women. She was so far ahead of her time.
I was surprised reading about her and even hearing that she was educated in the 1920s.
She was one of the best philosophers in Europe. Those are just a few examples, but we have literally thousands of saints. I just read this book on Father Jerzy Papiuszko, the martyr priest for solidarity in Poland. Fantastic. So many things. We could go on and on and on about saints' books. But also, we live in an age where there is more available literally at our fingertips. But you said, like you said, we are inundated with stuff which then paralyzes us.
I think in a sense you actually have to practice like the proper pacing with how you're going to feed your soul, because too often we overstuff ourselves with just constant content and we're not actually digesting it.
Oh,
And I
that's
think
so
it's really important to set aside a lot of silence to just stop and think about it yourself instead of just, because this even happens with Catholic theology. You could listen to a lot of podcasts and go to a lot of talks and take a lot of classes and read a lot of stuff and constantly be taking it in, and it's just in one ear and out the other. And I
I
experience that a lot because you get so used to just consuming it that
yep.
you're not digesting it. You need to spend time as well sitting in silence with it and actually processing it.
That is so well said. Because even for theology or the Catholic faith can even just become entertainment for people. I have found over the years that if I read or listen to something and then I think about it, which takes work, but then if I write down the main ideas I took from that thing, and then if I have a conversation with a friend about that topic, if I go through all those steps, I really start to assimilate what I've eaten, I've digested, I'm
You're
digesting it.
using that energy. But I also feel like that propagates the cycle so well because you're actually giving yourself something to talk about.
Well, that's the other thing too. When our conversations with people are so superficial, we become bored with the conversation and the person. But if this is really the beauty of friendship, if two friends, a husband and a wife, parent, child, friends, if they're both feeding on good stuff, then they have more profound, important things to talk about, which creates a greater intimacy between the people and a greater delight.
Yeah, I noticed a distinct staleness in my social life when there's a staleness in my private life and I'm not actively forming myself in the time I have to myself
Yeah, this
versus
is.
just expecting other people to entertain you.
Yeah, it's true. And this is the power of our free time. We have more free time than any generation in the history of the world. And we're supposed to use that free time to feed our intellect with truth and our emotions with beauty. And it's really awesome when you can do it with another person, share it with another person. Well, it's about time for us to give our series on leisure and free time again.
That was such an incredible one.
So that's coming soon once again. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Do you know what saint book you're going to pick up soon?
No.
I think you'd like Edith Stein.
Yes, I think that's a good one.
Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.